This recording, Scotland 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. What? This is getting a bit mad. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I have been living in Dingle now for about...
I moved down from Galway about a month ago. I need some peace and quiet because I'm writing a couple of books at the moment. One is on corruption within the Asian political stream. Having spent a couple of years over in Asia and meeting Mahatma Gandhi's grandson. Actually, it's quite an interesting story because I ended up walking across the northern Gujarati desert with him on foot. It was about 400 kilometers and it took us a month to do it. And we had the camels carrying our gear, but it was quite an event. It was actually the 75th anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi's Great Salt March in protest of the English taxes on the salt during the British rule in India, you know. Yeah, we did about 30 odd miles a day, you know, across the desert, you know. It's very warm. The Indian National Congress party there is, they use the Gandhi name as a catapult for their political gains, basically, in India, I'm sorry to say. This will all be in my book, obviously, but I've actually been writing it for the last year. I'm about halfway through, so the difficult thing with writing a book on politics is that you have to keep going back over parts that you've already written, because in political circles things are constantly changing and you have to add and
alter various things, you know.